Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Buddy Bell. Batting second. The second baseman, Jack Broemer. Batting third. The center fielder, George Hendrick. Batting fourth. The DH, John Ellis. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Charlie Spikes. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Aussie Blanco. Batting seventh. The left fielder, John Lowenstein. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dave Duncan. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Frank Duffy. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Steve Kline. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Al Bumbrey. Batting second. The right fielder, Rich Coggins. Batting third. The DH, Tommy Davis. Batting fourth. The catcher, Earl Williams. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Boog Powell. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Bobby Grich. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Paul Blair. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Mark Bellinger. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Mike Cuellar. And now, play ball. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a fly ball into right field. Coggins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Broemer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broemer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Powell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Broemer for the out. Two outs. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey hits a fly ball into center field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins hits a fly ball into center field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a fly ball into left field. Lowenstein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes takes first base on ball four. Aussie Blanco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanco hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein takes first base on ball four. Spikes moves to second. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams takes first base on ball four. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Williams moves to second. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is hit by the pitch. Williams moves to third. Powell moves to second. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson takes first base on ball four. Williams scores. Powell moves to third. Grich moves to second. It's 1-0, Orioles. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is gone. A grand slam home run. It's 5-0, Orioles. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey is 0-for-1 in the game. Bumbrey hits a fly ball into center field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins is 0-for-1 in the game. Coggins hits a fly ball into right field. Spike settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy takes first base on ball 4. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Duffy moves to second. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 0-for-1 in the game. Brohmer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Duffy moves to third. Two outs. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 0-for-1 in the game. Hendrick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. Davis hits a fly ball into center field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a line drive towards third. Bell reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Powell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of spikes. Powell reaches second base with a double. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Grich takes first base on ball 4. Dick Bosman now pitching. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a line drive towards third. Bell reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 0-for-1 in the game. Ellis hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bumbrey. Ellis reaches second base with a double. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Spikes is called out on strikes. One out. Aussie Blanco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanco is 0-for-1 in the game. Blanco hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ellis scores. It's 5-1, Orioles. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Lowenstein takes first base on ball 4. Blanco moves to second. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 0-for-1 in the game. Duncan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Blanco moves to third. Lowenstein moves to second. Two outs. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Duffy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Indians 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Blair hits a fly ball into right field. Spike settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0-for-1 in the game. Bellinger strikes out. Two outs. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey is 0-for-2 in the game. Bumbrey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a fly ball into right field. Coggins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 0-for-2 in the game. Brohmer hits a fly ball into right field. Coggins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 0-for-2 in the game. Hendrick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Indians 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins is 0-for-2 in the game. Coggins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brohmer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-2 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Williams hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lowenstein. Williams reaches second base with a double. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Powell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lowenstein. Powell reaches second base with a double. Williams scores. It's 6-1, Orioles. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, he's been hit by a pitch. Grich hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Powell scores. It's 7-1, Orioles. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Grich. The throw from Duncan and he is out, Brohmer applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Ellis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Spikes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Aussie Blanco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanco is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Blanco hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Indians 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Jack Hyndman now playing third base. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, he's got one RBI. Robinson hits a pop-up towards first. Blanco settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Blair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0 for 2 in the game. Bellinger is hit by the pitch. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey is 0 for 3 in the game. Bumbrey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blanco scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bumbrey for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks, Lowenstein strikes out. One out. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 0 for 2 in the game. Duncan hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Duffy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Duncan moves to second. Jack Hyndman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hyndman hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 0 for 3 in the game. Brohmer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cuellar fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Indians 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins is 0 for 3 in the game. Coggins hits a line drive into right field. Spikes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 3 in the game. Davis strikes out. Two outs. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Williams strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 0 for 3 in the game. Hendrick hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Ellis hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Spikes hits a fly ball into left field. Bumbrey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ossie Blanco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanco is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Blanco hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Indians 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Bug Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single and two doubles. He's got one RBI. Powell strikes out. One out. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Grich hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a line drive towards third. Hydman reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got four RBIs. Blair hits a fly ball into left field. Lowenstein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Rusty Torres pinch hits for John Lowenstein. Rusty Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Duncan hits a fly ball into left field. Bumbrey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Duffy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 7, and Cleveland Indians, 1. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.